tell me a little bit about the science of matchmaking.
Well, look, I mean, that was one of the kind of coolest parts of this film, was learning so much about matchmaking and relationships and what makes a good marriage. So, one of the most fascinating things I think people find in this film is this concept. You see my parents setting me up, you see the Indian wedding season, and you see me go to Patel matrimonial conventions. And obviously, I think the latter might actually be the most fascinating. But there's this one thing that is most prevalent, and that's called the biodata. And what the biodata is a matrimonial resume that's passed around amongst Patel parents. And there's, other Indian subgroups have a version of this as well. And it's essentially there to help, modernize the introductions that they were able to do just by way of walking to the village next door in India. And so it's got on it like career stuff, but it's also got, height, weight, horoscope, what village your parents are from, what your sibling does for a living, all these things that are considered key elements of compatibility. The idea being that if you line up on like all these various points, that you have a greater likelihood of succeeding as a couple. And then the next thing that comes with that is this concept of commitment, that marriage is not just about two people, but it's about two communities, and you're forming a team for a better future. And so that part is really interesting. The part that threw us off, of course, is that, my parents, who were so in love, only knew each other for 10 minutes before they got married. So the love came after the marriage. And here we live in America where it's almost entirely about love. In fact, we have this romantic idea that love is this passive experience that's just handed to you, when someone spills coffee on you, next thing you know, you're making out and you're married. And, when you combine both concepts, to me at least, it gave me a much fuller picture of what it takes to be in a real relationship. And it also gave me a fuller picture of the kind of person that I was looking for.
I think there's something beautiful about that, the whole matchmaking process. I really like by the end of the film, I thought, you know what? It's not such a bad idea because the divorce rate is low, and it takes the stress out of, I guess if you're single and dating, it kind of takes the stress out of, oh my goodness, I have to look for this person on my own and yeah, because I can
Yeah,
see the good points
exactly.
of the matchmaking. I mean, who's gonna pick a better match for you than your parents who love you, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that's one of the reasons we wanted to make this film is we felt exactly what you're feeling right now. And it was so hard to explain to our friends. Like, it's hard to tell people that. And so we wanted to make the film to really show it, to kind of tell what the story really was, because it felt like in media, there's so many stories out there about this Indian arranged marriage thing, and it just kind of, it's such a cliche, it's all black and white. Like the parents are these funny, kooky characters, and it's something that you laugh at, where it's funny because it's so weird. And we were tired of that story. We felt like our story was so different. It was about how much we actually loved our parents and how much we were kind of torn because they were the happiest people, in relationships we knew. Like they were our models of love. And at the same time, the process was not a process that we really grew up with because we were grew up here and we believed in dating and we loved all the movies you saw in the film, like Jerry Maguire, you know what I mean? So it was really great to be able to tell the story. And it's fun to hear you say what you're saying because that's really what we wanted, and it's one of the reasons it took so long to make the film is we kept trying to aim for that somebody would come out of the theater and go, I really wish that was my family, instead of what we were seeing before this, which is people come out of theater and say, I'm really glad it's not my family,